This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Hey, hey, what do you say? It is a Friday podcast as I look at the shores of St. John. God, that looks gorgeous for the pickleball championships. You like pickleball, Al Dukes?
We brought up pickleball once before. I don't fully get it. I know you play on a tennis court with a paddle, but
small tennis court. It's actually goofy.
Yeah, a little goofy.
It's fun, but this whole and it's on CBS Sports Network.
Yeah, that's
what are we doing?
I don't know what we're doing. I think they play pickleball in Ocean Grove, which is the town next to mine.
Why don't you go play?
I'm not interested.
You and Gina take on a couple from Ocean Grove.
Yeah,
we'll get Izzo. I'll come film it, and I'll get it to Izzo.
We'll get it on video. Then I'm in for that. I will play pickleball on video.
If I get you a team to play, you and Gina would play pickleball, and I'll get you on film.
I've got to run it by her first.
All right, I'll get you a guy to play. You versus him.
One on one.
Yeah.
Well, it should be somebody that the audience knows.
Me
that I'm playing you. Me versus you. Pickleball.
Yes.
Izzo films it, or we set up the camera and then get the video.
We'll send him video.
All right.
You're in.
I would do that.
All right, we'll play pickleball.
I'll play pickleball.
I like this.
I'll pickleball my face off.
All right.
I think I've been doing a pretty good job, Jerry, and I want to brag a little bit. You know, one of my concerns when I was moving was that I would have a longer commute.
Yeah.
And I remember just living, my commute is probably 30 minutes longer than than it used to be.
So about an hour 10?
Hour 6 to be exact.
Okay.
But yeah, so about 25, 30 minutes longer than it used to be. And it used to be that I would have to race into my home to urinate because I had to pee really bad by the time I got home. So my concern was that I was going to have to pee, stop and pee because
you
now
have to stop at the rest area.
Yeah, I have not yet.
Are you stopping your water consumption earlier?
Yes, 9 a.m. I do not have any liquids after 9 a.m., and it's been working.
Good for you. And you've been all right staying awake.
I have been all right staying awake. Here's the other thing I think. For people that have a hard time staying awake when driving.
Sunflower seeds, guys, I'm telling you.
Well, one of the keys for me was I used to eat lunch before I drove home.
Mm-hmm. Now you eat on the way home.
No, now I eat when I get home. So I notice I get sleepy after I eat food.
Sure, yeah, sure.
And so I think that's what was making me sleepy.
Because as I told you, eating while driving helps you stay awake,
too.
Of course, you gain a lot of weight like I did that one time.
Well, you were ordering...
I was going to Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers, and you were
bacon,
getting...
Bacon cheeseburgers and large fries.
Every day.
And then right to bed. No wonder I gained 15 pounds in 2 months.
But, like, what year was that, do you think?
Boy, I was doing the overnight with Joe, which
90s?
Ended in 2006. So that was somewhere between 2001 and 2000. I was struggling towards the end. So it was probably in the 05-ish range, 04, 05, probably.
Now, did that even cross your mind while you were ordering the fast food every night? Like, how this is probably not great, or it didn't even cross your mind?
You know, it's funny. It did and it didn't. I was not nearly as health conscious, even just 15 years ago, about what I ate. I was conscious about exercise, for sure, but I was not into the whole, I got to make sure that I'm not eating this crap. I would eat whatever I wanted to eat and didn't think about it, and I would exercise. Never understood why I wasn't losing weight like I thought, and now I think back to how we ate. Like, holy crap, I mean, we ate terribly. That, to me, was more a matter of survival, and I didn't worry about it. But once I started noticing none of my pants fit, it started to become, I got to cut out this meal right before I go to sleep.
Yeah, I even feel like in the 1990s, we weren't that in tune with what we were eating.
I don't think we were.
As a group of Americans.
I really believe this is the last 15 years.
Yeah.
And the last 5 years, I mean, it has taken off like crazy between keto, that whole 30, and Weight Watchers has always been around, and they've even... reinvented themselves and rebranded themselves.
Yeah, they've changed. It's not the same as it was.
Different.
Yeah, not in a good way.
But they've been around a long time. I'm just saying, like, food plans have been around a long time, yeah. But it's really ramped up now like crazy.
Very ramped up. I'm going to give you a scenario, Jerry, and you tell me who is responsible and who has to pay.
Okay.
All right. So you live across the street from a Little League baseball field.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
It's attached to a school.
Yeah.
A father and son, not a Little League game, a father-son go out there just to bond and throw the ball and hit the ball. Someone hits the ball, and it smashes the windshield of a car across the street. Who would you say is responsible for that? One, the father and son who hit the ball. Two, the town for having a baseball field near homes. Or three, the homeowner and their car insurance because their car got a smashed windshield.
So I will answer this a couple of ways.
All right.
Number one, I think if you're doing the right thing, I would think the father goes over and offers a few hundred dollars. Because a windshield, as we know from Safe Flight Replace, is a few hundred bucks. I would go over and offer to pay to replace the windshield. That having been said, I can only speak about places we play.
Yeah.
If there is parking around a field, it is usually park at your own risk.
Mm-hmm.
You're not, unless you're blind, you see a field right there that is used to play ball. I don't know. It's not on the school, I can tell you that.
Okay.
And it's not on the premises. I mean, that is a baseball field that was put there and it was approved by the town. And I don't think it's the town. I think it's either up to the person who did it to do the right thing and offer to pay for it, or I think you're crap out of luck.
What if this car was in a driveway, not in on the street?
Wow. Hit it that far, huh?
Well, it's real not that far of, you know, some of these homes are.
And
right,
I'd probably
near.
Go to homeowners insurance. If they didn't come over and offer to pay for it.
Now, this story was relayed to me. The father and son came over and said, we smashed the windshield.
Who's not your car?
Not my car. Sorry about that.
That was it.
That was
sorry.
It.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's a rough one.
That is a rough one, right?
Yeah, it is. It's funny because the other day, so Matthew had a game in Neptune, and my younger son was a huge facility. So where Matthew was playing, there was a field behind, and there were cars behind like a 10-foot fence. So he's just throwing the ball up and hitting it. And I said, listen, don't come anywhere near this field because they're playing. I said, don't go left because of the cars. I said, hit it straight towards the softball field. There's no one there. And at one point he comes over, he goes, I hit one towards the cars. I said, and? He goes, I didn't hit a car. He goes, but it's over the fence. He was worried that I had to get up, not watch the game, and go walk all the way around to get the ball. And I remember saying, like, dude, don't hit it this way because I don't want to have to pay for a windshield. So that's a rough one.
Yeah, I've had my car parked out by this field at times. And, you know, part of me thinks, I think back to when I was a kid, how many cars I hit just in our neighborhood.
Sure.
Playing football. Basketball, yeah. Like balls are constantly hitting cars.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it's almost like, hey, it's payback
time. Well, let me ask
time.
You this one. I've told this story before. You tell me who's responsible. You buy a condo on a golf course. The golf course is not responsible for a ball going through your living room window.
Yeah, I would think.
You bought the condo right there.
Yeah, but I would think, if I lived in that condo, I would go to the golf club and say, hey, one of your golfers smashed my...
But I guess my question would be, and this is where it might differ. When you buy that, there's got to come with some sort of a note that you're buying a condo on a golf club, a golf course. This might happen, and maybe your homeowner's insurance actually is more
right.
than normal.
Right, right, right. Right. And they're you live on a golf course, your premium is cost this much.
I told you, my brother put a ball through a window in Vegas. We waited to see if anyone came out. No one came out, and we... continued to play. I wasn't going to go leave a $100 bill on their door. There's no
right.
one home.
Right.
And there's weird because, you know, half the place was empty because it was the middle of the summer. There's no one there. But, I don't know. That's a tough one. It just goes say, our bad? Oof.
Yeah. They just went over and said, our bad.
Wow.
Now, they have their information. I don't know what you do though in that situation.
I don't either.
I said I would probably call my car insurance first since it was my car, and then they would know whether.
See, I would just pay for it to get it fixed because then your car insurance goes up. It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's true.
It really isn't worth it.
Doesn't that suck about? I mean, you get insurance, and then people are afraid to use the insurance because their rates are going to go up.
They are going to go up, 100%. Here's where the car insurance to me is really important. You get into a legit accident, and the car ain't running so great.
Right.
And the repair is $8,000. Like that's where you still owe $22,000 on the car.
Right.
That's where you need car insurance. That's why, like, I didn't know this. I don't know enough about insurance, but I called my broker. I'm like, we got to lower this insurance. This is silly. Like, oh, we'll just raise your deductible. I'm like, okay, what do we raise it to? As much as you want. I said, raise it to $1,000. And it took a significant number off my monthly premium. So if something happens, like I pay $750, I'd rather do that than have my rate go up $63 a month, which you make up in 10 months, and it doesn't ever come back down.
Right.
So maybe it does, but you get my point.
And that's how a lot of health insurance has become at places.
Is that true?
Yeah, like here, and I prefer that because when we were CBS Radio, the health insurance was pretty expensive. But when Entercom initially bought us, and we did health insurance through them, it was you could get a much where it wasn't costing you much a month, but you have a high deductible.
Sure.
So I don't go to the doctor a lot. I'd rather do that, but it covers you in case you have a major problem.
I think it's really good. The only thing that would concern me about that for some, is that it might prevent people from going to the doctor when they probably should.
It does.
Right.
It 100% does.
So that's the only drawback to that.
Yeah. You're right. Because I'm trying to think what I had a pain. Oh, with my back where I was having the bad sciatic thing. And Gina's like, go to the doctor. I go, nah, I got to pay out of pocket.
I'm fine. I'll just deal with the pain.
Right.
Meantime, you don't know what's going on.
Right.
So that is the one negative. I agree with you. It's a good thing to have. You have more control over what it costs.
Yeah.
But at the same time, do what you got to do.
And you always want health insurance for a problem, not like a small thing.
I agree. I totally agree.
But you're right. It does prevent you from going because you think.
It doesn't have to, but it's a different mindset now.
Right. Different mindset. Jerry.
Yes.
Real quickly. New York City set to reopen July 1st. Full strength.
So does that mean full capacity at Citi Field?
Yeah,
Yankee
I was reading
Stadium?
That, actually. I was reading that from on the 7 line.
So it does.
Yeah, that all they right. could be full capacity by July 1st.
You're going to tell me full capacity, but masks might be required. I'm good with that. I really am. Yeah. That's fine. I've gotten used to. I don't wear the surgical mask. I wear the gator thing.
Yeah.
Although I think these aren't good in some places. I heard The Rock.
I don't know why.
I don't either.
There's no reason why a
this
gator
is not allowed at The Rock.
Right.
But whatever. I mean, if I got to go buy an Under Armour one, I will. That's fine. I don't mind it. It's good. This I've gone now since I got sick last February, which what I think was coronavirus, but I don't know that. I have now gone, and I'll probably get sick tomorrow now that I'm saying this.
Yes.
I fully understand that. I've gone 15 months without being sick.
Is that right?
Yeah. No colds, no flu, no nothing. And I attribute it to the additional hand washing, but more importantly, I think these do something.
The Gatus.
I think they do. So, and now I'm vaccinated, so I feel pretty good.
Now, do you feel like you could walk into a coronavirus place and be like, whatevs?
No, I'm not that stupid. Oh. No. No. But I feel like I did what I needed to do, and I'm ready to move on and break away from this crappy year we've had.
Yeah, when I get my second vaccination, I am going to be cocky.
I know you are. You're going to walk into a coronavirus party nude.
I mean, how
and
you
say,
guys
come
doing?
At me, bro.
Anybody needs to cough, turn your head and write on me. Don't care.
Let's not do that.
Vaccinated,
just keep
bitches.
Keep living your life.
That's right.
Living your best life.
Oh, and I want to give a quick thank you to a company called Hemp Everything.
Ooh, that sounds fun. What's that? What'd they give you?
They sent me a...
Why don't I get anything?
They sent me CBD dog treats for my dog when I...
CBD dog treats?
That's right.
Really?
Yeah, when I was mentioning that my dog was having anxiety. I haven't tried them yet, but I'm going to. I didn't want to try it during the week when I was
It'd be great if you walked home after you go home after giving your dog this the night before, and your dog is chilling out on the balcony with a cigarette hanging out of its mouth.
You want to go for a walk, dude? I am good. No, come on. Who's a good girl? Who wants to go for a walk? I'll just stay here.
You need to relax, man.
Yeah. Hey, man. Yo, you just chill out, man. You just got home.
That's really funny.
So I never know how a dog's gonna or anybody's gonna react to CBD or anything. So I was like, you know what? I'll give this
you're gonna have them first.
Treat. I'll give this treat on a weekend.
There you go.
Like imagine if some strange reason it kept the dog up all night.
Yeah, for sure. Then good luck. Like, you know what? Good luck with that. I hope that works out.
And then they also sent like CBD drops for the dogs, and then the human CBD, for, like almost like the Icy Hot, but with CBD.
I have those.
You have that? You like it?
Yeah, very much like Tiger Balm.
Yeah,
smells the same, feels the same, all good.
Yeah.
So well, good luck with that.
Hemp everything,
and don't get it on your private area.
The hemp
still going to burn.
Thing? Oh, okay. All right.
Well, yeah. The ointment.
Oh, well, okay. Fair enough. Let's do the warm-up show, Jerry.
Sounds good to me,
that
man.
Was a
enjoy
good
your
one
weekend.
This morning. You too. You enjoy your weekend. We'll see you Monday. So.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Actually, just 56 minutes. Here we go. It is the Friday What Do You Say. We got the Eddie Scazzeri here. It is the warm-up show brought to you by Kearney Bank, your bank for today. For tomorrow, visit kearneybank.com for details, along with Al, Zach, Dukes, we's here. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi, Jerry. That Dexter fellow who did the update, he was thorough.
A little lengthy.
That guy broke it down.
Where's Erica?
Who's Dexter?
And did Brad Heller quit? This is what I want to know.
Hold on, Jerry.
You have a cough button. It says cough.
I know. It's so far away. Yeah, we always have like a different update person and a different traffic person. I want to get back to normal. Where's Brad Heller?
And Karen Stewart.
Where's
Let's
Karen
go.
Stewart?
Maybe they're away together.
Love, shiny and new. Hop aboard.
Were you into the NFL draft, Al?
Oh, Jerry, I was locked in.
It was awful.
I was very shocked when the Jets took Zach, the Zach fella. What's his name?
Zach Wilson. Did you see any of Kings of Leon?
No, but I saw
them
getting...
terrible.
The poor Kings of Leon, the rock group, are getting crushed today.
Well, first things first. Let me ask you this. No, it's not there. And I, you know, it's funny you say that because I had that thought too. But here's my first thought. Kings of Leon is opening up the NFL draft. What the hell have they done aside from a song or two? Honestly, you're the music guy here.
Well, I know. Well, listen, I Kings of Leon, they definitely have a following.
They have a following, not a mass following.
Right. I don't know that it matches with the NFL fans.
They have a couple of songs.
They do.
Here's the problem. When I turned it on, I don't know what they were singing.
Right.
It sounded terrible. It did not come across well on TV. And it was just delaying. Like, let's go. It's bad enough we had to wait till 8 o'clock. We're sitting there, it's 8:15. There's still no picks. Like, come on.
Well, Kings of Leon was rocking, Jerry. You cannot stop.
They weren't
rocking.
They were boring is what they were.
You gotta use somebody.
And I'm sure they played that. That's not what they were playing when I got to it. They were playing some song I never heard of
before.
Well,
they actually have, and I know this, unfortunately, they actually have a new record out, Jerry.
Oh, God help us. Maybe that's what it was.
They have a bunch of good songs. I enjoy Kings of Leon. I would never in a million years, if I was in the NFL office, and they'd be like, who should we get? And
wrong
like,
spot for them last night. I'm sorry.
What about Kings of Leon?
Wrong
what are those
spot.
Guys doing?
They finished their set. I swear to God, I don't think anybody applauded.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't think they matched the
audience
of the NFL draft.
Exactly. It was a terrible decision.
Terrible. And then they're
terrible.
Getting yelled at on social media.
And not their fault. And I get that, but it was awful.
People are very mad at Kings of Leon. WFAN Twitter account was all about the NFL draft, Jerry. They were shows here last night with Boomer and Gio.
What time did that start?
Carton and Roberts, Moose and Maggie.
I fell asleep at 9. I want to say the last time I saw the clock, I was watching the net game.
Yeah.
And I want to say there was they went to break with like 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, and I was having trouble keeping my eyes open at that point. I felt pretty good they'd win with the way Durant was playing. So I turned the TV off. I looked at the clock. I want to say it was 9:20, 9:15. No, it wasn't that late. Maybe 9 o'clock, whatever. So they couldn't have gotten on before 10, did they?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm going to ask them when I
see
them,
Jerry. We'll find out.
But then there were, so there was stuff on the radio last night. There was stuff on social media from the WFAN accounts. Carton and Roberts did a rapid reaction or one of those things. And
not their best work.
Yeah, both of them were made their faces look fat because the way they held the camera. But then it seems like, and I saw a lot of people on Twitter thinking that Evan positioned his phone camera in such a way as to show off his big screen, like movie screen room.
His projector.
His projector.
Which was, it's on the ceiling.
Baller move by Evan.
Yes. Like, theater room.
Yeah, making it seem like he's not showing off his theater room while also showing off his theater room.
Hey, look at me.
Hey, look at me. I've got a theater right here in my room. I don't like those projection TVs.
I've never watched anything off one. I don't know.
They can't possibly be as good as a screen, like...
The only thing I would say is, I don't know the answer to this because I don't have one. All and right. I've never really seen it. Can't you get a giant image, though, on the wall? Or if you're projecting to a larger screen as opposed to, like, what's the biggest flat screen you would buy?
70 inches.
All right. If you have a wall that's, let's say,
bigger,
16 feet wide and 8 feet tall, I mean, it's a little bit bigger, isn't it?
If you're projecting onto a wall as opposed to the image on a screen, which is
I'm
so
with
crisp.
You. I love the new flat screens. They're gorgeous.
So, Evan, while you tried to show off your theater screen, we are not impressed.
I hear you.
Were you impressed, Jerry?
I wasn't. No, the first thing I thought was he's trying to show off his projector in his theater room.
Trying to impress.
Right.
All I care about, Jerry, is where the quarterbacks went. The Jets, of course, got their quarterback, Zach Wilson. Trey Lance went to the Niners.
So I didn't realize. So everybody thought they were taking Mac Jones?
I guess so, yeah. That was the word late.
I thought, even yesterday, I thought we were discussing the fact that they loved Trey Lance. I'm confused as to why people are saying they screwed up the draft.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I did see, so Justin Fields went to...
quarterback hell.
The Bears.
How about if you're Andy Dalton? You're Andy Dalton. The
so
Bears put
Dalton.
Out... He goes to Chicago. The Bears put out this big release. We've got QB1. I don't know when that became a thing, but whatever.
QB1.
And the Bear fans just murdered them online for they don't want him. So you're Andy Dalton. You go there. You're the starter. They take a quarterback with the first pick.
So you're Andy Dalton. That don't impress
no,
me
No, it sure didn't. So they take Justin Fields, so I feel bad for him because his career is over.
So Trey Lance to the Niners. Justin Fields to the Bears. Mac Jones to the Patriots. Now, is this going to be...
That's interesting.
Is this going to be a situation, Jerry, where we look down the road, 5 years down the road, Jerry, and Mac Jones is killing it and Zach Wilson's not, and then the people go, Jets should have taken Mac Jones.
Well, have you seen what's already out there?
What is this?
The Tom Brady combine photo
next
to the Mac Jones combine photo. Or what? Not combine, but shirtless photo.
There's a couple of shirtless guys? A
couple of shirtless dudes.
Who looks better?
Mac Jones, but only slightly.
Oh, really? He's got a non-muscular body like Tom Brady?
He doesn't look like The Rock, I'll tell you that.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, Brady looks like a mess.
Right.
I think that's become legendary, that photo. Yeah. This isn't that bad. It ain't good, though.
Mm. So like, he doesn't look like a veal, but he's not The Rock. He's somewhere in the middle between a soft veal.
I would say, and I hate this term, but I'll use it. A little bit of a dad bod.
He's got a dad bod.
A little bit.
But he's not a dad. He's a kid still.
Right. That's another thing. Not that he's a dad, but Trevor Lawrence with his girlfriend, with his wife, excuse me.
His wife.
I mean, they did this whole, did you see any of it or no?
They.
Why do I ask? I'm not going to ask anymore. They did this whole
thing. I saw everything, Jerry.
So like we know before the, then this is the other thing about the draft that really sucks. Why even bother? They do this whole thing. First of all, the Jaguars, it took them until I think there were only 2 minutes left on the clock before they finally made the announcement. I don't know why, you know, when Roger Goodell goes, you know, the 2021 NFL draft is officially underway.
Yeah.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock. Why leave the podium?
I don't know.
Just say with the first pick in the NFL draft, the Jaguars are taking Trevor Lawrence, because here's what happened.
Stupid.
All we did for 5-6 minutes was then listen to the experts talk about the Jaguars taking Trevor Lawrence. They ran these pieces.
And I bet that's why they did it, right?
I bet they told them you can't make the pick yet.
We've got to play our video
but
packages.
But then after they pick him, they do it.
More packages.
A lot of package. So I understand that part of it, I guess. Maybe the Jaguars are holding out hope that someone's going to call them and say, we'll give you our number one picks for the next 9 years. I guess that's possible. But everyone knew what was happening. And you're sitting there waiting, like, let's go.
They should have Kings of Leon announce it.
They would have got booed off the stage. They also did this cheesy thing, too. Let me get your take on this, since I know you didn't see it. They put Roger Goodell's basement recliner on the stage.
Oh, come on.
And that was to commemorate where we've come from a year from... But here's what they did. They then had Bernie Kosar there. They had Jarvis Landry there.
Oh, because it was in Cleveland.
Yes, and they had Joe Thomas there. So what they did was, before your team picked, they had, I don't know how it went for the rest of the draft, but for the first couple, they had Landry and Kosar, and Kosar got like a huge ovation. They had them look into the quote-unquote crowd, because you know they're hand-selected with where they were by the stage, to pick the... fan of the team selecting, the fan, sit him in the chair for the pick.
Nice.
It was so goofy.
Was the Browns one a big fat guy in a dog mask?
I didn't get to the Browns part. They drafted in the 20s. So all I saw were the first few. It was, for the NFL, a little hokey last night.
Really?
I thought so, yeah. I did.
What about maybe you didn't see Kings of Leon?
What about the dogs?
Maybe you didn't see Kings of Leon rocking the stage, Jerry.
Oh, please.
A couple of other interesting things. I am surprised we didn't see this more often in previous drafts, where teams take a wide receiver from the college that their current quarterback is from.
Neat.
So the Bengals take Ja'Marr Chase.
And the Dolphins did that too, didn't they?
And the Dolphins got Jaylen Waddle.
Yeah.
To team them up with their old college quarterbacks.
Yeah, very cool.
And the Giants took a wide receiver, yes?
They did. Kid out of Florida.
Kadarius Toney.
Yes. I am not very familiar with him.
And the Eagles took
Devonta Smith. Yeah, I don't care for this. Yeah, but you know how?
Why? Oh,
they traded with the Cowboys. What are we doing?
Yeah.
You can trade with the Eagles.
And that's called breaking down the NFL draft.
I suppose.
We broke it down, Jerry.
I think the Lions got Sewell. That was
Sewell.
If you're a Lion fan, you're probably like, oh, but you also know that was a good pick. I know I heard one Bengals fan call Sal this morning upset with what the Bengals did because, Burrow's going to get himself killed again because they've got no offensive linemen. So we'll see.
The Jets took an offensive lineman.
Elijah
Vera Tucker.
Apparently the best guard in the draft.
The best, Jerry.
This is what they say.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Not a sexy pick, but you need him. Because otherwise you
just got Zach Wilson.
You just got Zach Wilson, right?
I think you did sexy.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You did a sexy pick with your first pick, then you get a guy to protect your sexy picks.
Absolutely.
Those two guys should go to lunch.
I'm sure that they will get, my guess is Zach Wilson will get him some isotoners.
They should be best friends.
They might be.
The two new guys, one's protecting the
other. He should be best friends with the center.
And
his offensive tackles.
All right. But you can only have one best friend. Why not have you both coming in as the new guys?
Well, I could tell you this. If Boomer's best friend played his blindside tackle in Buffalo, he might not have almost died on the field.
That's true.
So I would probably go with him.
Hmm.
That would be the way I would go.
All right.
Any other quarterbacks, or that was it for the most part?
That was
part?
It. Trey Lance, Justin Fields, and Mac Jones. Those are all Zach Wilson.
Okay.
Those are all the only ones we care about.
That's all we care about.
Do you
all
think, right. I guess looking at this list, you would... say Mac Jones has the best chance to succeed because it's the Patriots, but who
not
knows?
Really.
Bill Belichick might not be any good without Tom Brady. We still don't know.
Never know. You have to tell me who's the best team, and then I'll tell you who's got the best chance to be good. Yes.
What about Trey Lance, Niners?
I think they've got a chance to be very good because they're going to be
pretty good.
Defensively, they're going to be very good. Well, I'm assuming they're going to be very good because they've been. Oh, and you know what I saw too? Did you see I got to get the audio of this, of Kyle Shanahan. He basically apologized for the whole, none of us may be here on Sunday, we might all be dead.
Someone asked him if Jimmy Garoppolo was going to be on the team on Sunday. He said the whole world might be dead by Sunday. We don't know.
Because here's what happened yesterday. So the Patriots select Mac Jones, and they come out immediately and say, Cam Newton's our quarterback. All right, but you took Mac Jones. the Niners take Trey Lance at 3, but say Jimmy Garoppolo, we're not trading him. So, you know, all of a sudden you've got coaches answering questions about the future at that position, and he very quickly realized, as he said, didn't quite come out the way he wanted to.
Right. I didn't mean to say the civilization might be passed by Sunday.
He said he got on the phone with Garoppolo like right after he finished that press conference because he realized it was going to get blown out of proportion.
Oh, hey, Jimmy. I just did a press conference where someone asked if you were going to still be on the team, and I said I wasn't sure if all of us would be dead by Sunday. So heads up.
But it's not what I meant.
Yeah, it's not what I meant. So just a heads up on that one.
5-17. We're just getting started. Still got a lot to do. Nets played last night. Yankees lost yesterday, and a lot on the NFL draft, as you can imagine. Plus, it's what we call a fun summer Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And Mr. Fun himself,
yep,
Eddie Scazzeri, has some things to... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Al has something to tell you.
Yeah, Jerry. I'm hoping you all guys all get me anniversary gifts. It's coming up on my one-year anniversary in my new condo. I couldn't be happier with my purchase. That's right. If anyone is looking to buy, or if you're a first-time home buyer, check out financing through Kearny Bank. I had the best experience with my mortgage loan officer. Very personable, efficient, made the entire process super easy. Visit kearnybank.com for more information and benefits of their first-time homebuyer program. You will not regret it. That's kearnybank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, a lot more to do. Stay with us. We got Boomer and Gio coming up at 6. It's a Friday on The Fan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Al and Jerry, two scientists responsible for the COVID-19 vaccine.
Hold on, Jerry.
Great job. No, no.
Hold on, Jerry. This is Kings of Leon.
This is predictable, though. Find me the other song that they played last night. This is the one song everybody knows.
Whoa. You also know Sex on Fire.
Somebody. Okay.
You know this one.
Probably. Yes. Mm-mm-mm. What I want to know is what they played last night, though.
Probably this is a new song. Come on. And your first pick with the NFL draft.
I don't think this was it.
This is their new single, Jerry. Doesn't 92.3 play this? I would think they do. You love 92.3.
Maybe this was it. I do like 92.3. Absolutely.
It yeah.
Part of the problem, too, though, like I said.
It sucks. Is,
wow, you played it. Part of the problem with it, though, too, is it didn't sound right.
Yeah.
It didn't come over the TV. It was just bad. I don't know. I didn't care for it. We're going to tell you.
I thought we were going to get, you know, yesterday afternoon as I was going through the news and listening to Carton and Roberts do a really just engulfing myself in sports, Jerry. It seems like a lot.
Did you
like,
watch a Net game last night?
Well, I was sleeping.
Watch the Yankee game yesterday afternoon.
Oh, yes.
You did.
They really blew it, Jerry. They blew it.
You engulfed yourself in sports.
I was just engulfed in sports.
There's a better chance you engulf yourself in weed in the next week than
it was
in sports.
Like, Jerry, it was like sports was a filled-up bathtub, and I just eased myself into
sure.
it last night.
Uh-huh.
It seemed to me we were going to get some sort of Aaron Rodgers trade before
They're
the
not
draft.
Not trading
That's
Aaron Rodgers.
Like.
No, it didn't.
Felt like to me, and I was engulfed
in
sports.
Did not feel like that at all.
Maybe you didn't hear. I was in a bathtub of sports yesterday.
Yeah.
And It seemed like there was buzz. I was seeing teams. I was seeing Aaron Rodgers to the Niners.
49ers,
I was seeing
right.
Aaron Rodgers to the Broncos. I was seeing Aaron Rodgers to the Raiders.
You know why they can't do it? Because they got Jordan Love and they don't even know if he can play.
Oh.
They're not trading
but
Aaron
But he told
Rodgers.
Them, I'm not playing for
so
you
then,
clowns.
Then they can call his bluff. Don't play.
Oh.
Go. Where are you going to go? Like, you know, you're Jeopardy. Not 30 anymore. You want to sit out? He didn't got many years left.
He's going to go play. He's going to go host Jeopardy, Jerry. And then
he
what
might,
happens?
Then he can retire.
I really thought I was going to wake up this morning after being engulfed in sports all afternoon to an Aaron Rodgers trade.
Yeah.
It didn't
not
happen.
Happening. No, not happening.
The Packers GM, whose name is
Gutenkunst.
He said, we're not going to trade Aaron Rodgers.
Of course they're not.
He said it just like that, too.
Just silly. To me, the whole thing was ridiculous.
You thought it was ridiculous. Now, Johnny Lynch.
Johnny Lynch?
Yeah, Hall of Fame Buccaneer safety and GM of
that what
the,
you called him when you covered the team?
Johnny Lynch.
Yo, Johnny! Before Warren Sapp rung you up the flagpole.
I was very intimidated by John Lynch, my favorite NFL player of all time.
Yeah, and you were intimidated.
And I was intimidated
by him. I could see
that.
I understand.
I do have a photo with him, though, when he came up to the radio station.
I'm sure you do.
He admitted that the Niners did contact the Packers about Aaron Rodgers.
Always make the phone call.
Lynch also admitted a couple years back that he called the Patriots about
always make the
Tom
phone
Brady.
Call. Absolutely.
Instead, when they ended up with Jimmy Garoppolo.
If you don't make the call, they can't say yes.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
By said by
Wayne Gretzky and Michael
and
Scott.
Michael Jordan. Who's Michael Scott?
He's from The Office. He's the boss in The Office.
Oh.
He says that as well.
Okay. Well, he ripped it off Wayne Gretzky and Michael Jordan.
He ripped it off.
Yep. I did not know that Wayne Gretzky said that. I always attributed that to Jordan.
Oh, I'm not sure who said it. I don't know if Wayne Gretzky said it.
I thought that was a Jordan quote.
Let's Google that.
We can Google that.
Also,
you said that. You're like my son. You said that so confidently.
Yes.
Like you sold it like you knew what was going on.
That's what they say to do. They say when you're unsure of something, like a pronunciation of a name or something, that if you say it with confidence, people will believe you.
Well, you had me.
It might be Wayne Gretzky.
It very well could be.
It could be.
Very well could be. Let's see. Who said, all right,
you miss 100% of the shots.
I have Wayne Gretzky and I have Michael Jordan here.
And Michael Scott, or no, they didn't put him up from The Office.
Who is Michael Scott?
He's the boss.
Gretzky gets the first attribution, though.
Okay.
So you knew what you were talking about. Look at you.
That's unbelievable.
Yes.
That Wayne Gretzky was the first person to think of that. I'm sure other people said it in a different way. Like, I'm sure Babe Ruth said something like that. You miss all of the swings you don't take or something like
that. Now, this is funny. So, so I guess Kristaps Porzingis said something like this prior, and he quoted Michael Scott and took a beating that he didn't quote Wayne Gretzky.
Well, Michael Scott did that on The Office. He put up the quote, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, and he put Wayne Gretzky and Michael Scott.
Oh, you know what? No, I take it back. He said he attributed it to Kobe that said it.
Kobe, okay.
Not Michael Scott. That's pretty funny, though.
Also, Jerry, Tim Tebow is working out as a tight end for his old coach.
How old is he now?
He's old fella.
He's got to be 32, 33, no?
Jerry's built like a...
I know he is.
He's built like a linebacker.
Well, listen, take a flyer on it. Why not?
Why not? Plus, you could put him in a cool formation where it looks like maybe he's going to get the snap to quarterback.
And we know he can, maybe not at the NFL level every down, but we know he can throw the ball.
Yeah, we do, Jerry.
So if you need him on a little end around and then toss it back to the other side, we know he can do that.
Just ask the Steelers.
So this was with the Jaguars, right?
Jaguars, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And whatever.
Do you think he makes the team?
No.
I do.
I don't.
Jerry, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Said by Tim Tebow.
Said by Tim Tebow about his trying out for the Jaguars.
I thought that was about the Mets. Like, you realize we live in a day and age where Tim Tebow actually played for the Mets in their minor league system and batted, like, 180.
Right.
And kept coming back for more.
And he's living on that one slant pass when he was with the Broncos against the Steelers. But, man, oh,
they won. What did you just say?
Man,
oh,
Shevitz. I mean, that was a great pass, Jerry. And he...
Yeah, stunned Pittsburgh that day. That's exactly right.
Yeah, the Steelers lost to Tim Tebow.
That was... And if you remember, everybody thought that was like God looking down on Tebow that day.
Right. What do you make of this, Jerry? Tom Brady posts a 50th birthday message to his ex, Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah, well, she also... They share a son.
They birthed a child together.
Birthed. Yes, they had a child together.
Do you think?
And I think that's great. Very amicable.
He did that on Instagram. Wished her a happy 50th birthday. Do you think he had to clear that with Giselle? I bet he did.
Clear it with her? I don't know about that. Give her a heads up?
Yeah.
Sure.
What's
Maybe.
The difference? What's the difference between clearing it with her or giving her the heads up?
Big difference.
Okay.
Here, clearing with her. Are you okay if I do this?
Okay.
Or, hey, just a heads up, I posted a happy birthday to Bridget.
I like it, Jerry.
There's no,
Which would you do?
Oh, the second one.
You would say just a heads up.
Yeah, because it's just a nice thing to do. I don't think there's anything there. You just, hey, just so you're aware, I don't want this to surprise you, but I'm just wishing her a happy birthday. Mm. Great.
Hi, I'm Giselle. I don't appreciate that. Take it down.
No.
That's the way to do it, Jerry. That shows your male dominance.
I don't know about that.
Just
I think
a
it's,
heads up.
I don't think you need to get approval for everything you do.
Right.
Especially if you're upfront about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
I know. I hear what you're saying because I've been watching 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, God, help
us. And there are differences in cultures. And in some cultures, the men are very aggressive and tell the wife what to do, which is, does not fly here in America.
No, it doesn't.
You could take that business in Moldova.
Moldova.
Or
where is that?
It used to be part of Russia, I think. You could take that in Moldova, but we don't play that here in America. You know what I'm saying, Jerry?
I do. And now I got to Google where Moldova,
Moldova
is. Yes.
M-O-L. Moldova.
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 Oh, it comes right up. Let's see. Moldova is... it border. Let's see. It's in Eastern Europe. It is between the Ukraine and Romania.
Yeah.
That's Russia,
these,
you're telling me?
I'm at one point.
Did you just make that up, too?
No, I did hear that in an episode. It was part of the old USSR.
Got
back
it.
Back in the USSR.
It broke away from the USSR in 1991 and became a young country.
A young country?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the young country of Moldova.
And the first thing that pops up on Google is Moldova safe?
Will I be murdered if I go to Moldova?
Oh, my God. Could you imagine getting on a plane?
Going to Moldova?
No. Well, yeah, I mean that, or really just anywhere. And I know you went to Italy, but you went there. I mean, Gina knows where she's going. She's done it before. I mean going somewhere you've never been. And when you get off the plane, they don't maybe they speak broken English because English has become really a universal language. But you are in a foreign country. You can't read the signs. You don't know where you're going. Yeah. You don't know the difference between a taxi cab and a guy that's trying to accost you. I mean, it's got to be scary.
Yeah. In fact, when I went to Italy for my very first time, Gina was supposed to meet me at the airport because she was there already. She messages me, "Yeah, we're not going to make it to the airport. Just take a car. Take a car. Everything's in Italian."
That must have been hell of a start,
Jerry,
to the trip.
When I showed up there, I was pissed.
That was almost your second trip where you broke up with someone.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the cruise was the other one, right? That was the terrible trip you had.
Didn't go well each stop she was leaving.
The difference here is you just got there and you were leaving.
I was on a cruise with someone, Jerry, who left their bags packed the entire time. In case they had to
shape up or I'm shipping out.
In case they had to fly out of the next port.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, no, it was a good time.
Oh, my God.
What's the bigger story today in New York, Jerry? The NFL draft or baseball?
The draft, of course.
The draft is.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. The Yankee game was at 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Right. And there was
They're
no
not
Mets.
Playing well, whatever. Mets didn't play. Mm.
The Mets were, why does baseball, I always think sports should yield to the big things in other sports. So, for example, on NFL draft night, don't play baseball. Don't play basketball.
They got to get their games in.
Let's focus on the draft.
You can't be that way, though. Like, you have to think that you're still the most important thing for your fan base.
That your sport is the most important.
Yeah, listen, no one likes football more than me.
Yeah.
I was not watching the NFL draft. I was watching the net game. I only watched the draft at halftime.
You just wanted to catch up. Who's been taken? Where'd they go?
Well, by the time I got there, no one had been taken yet.
Not yet, because Kings of Leon were still going.
Wasn't very interested in it. Okay. So I think you have to do what you do.
Right. You do you.
And that's what it is. And other people will catch up. 25 in front of 6, more than halfway home. It's a fun summer Friday for you, sort of. And we got Boomer and Gio at the top. Don't go away on the Fan.
Al and Jerry. Radio Gaga. Radio Goo Goo. Radio Doom.
All right, nice to have you with us. It's a summer Friday. We got Boomer and Gio coming up 6 o'clock here on The Fan. NFL draft, a lot with the football we have done this morning. You also had the Yankees losing. They played the Tigers tonight. Mets were off. They're in Philly tonight. And the Nets won last night. They play the Blazers tonight.
Yeah, A.J. Hinch is back in town,
Jerry.
Yeah,
you know what?
For the first time since he was a loser with the Astros.
No, I don't think. I saw Aaron Boone asked about this.
Aaron Boone says he expects Yankee fans to chirp right in his face.
I don't think anybody – I actually believe – I do think that nobody believes A.J. Hinch had anything to do with it.
Really?
I do. I thought he was fired. I didn't think he needed to be fired. I think – the team screwed him. Like, if there was one person that was a, for lack of a better term, a sports victim, I thought it was A.J. Hinch. He got run out of Houston, and I guess they had to because he was in charge of the team. I don't think he knew what the hell was going on. I really don't.
So you don't think Yankee fans will be cheering?
No, I don't. No, not like when the Astros come to town.
Right.
I don't, no.
I also don't think people know A.J. Hinch is
the manager of the Tigers.
Yeah, I didn't. I was like, why are they going to? I was like, A.J. Hinch chirping. I'm like, they're playing the Tigers. I was like, oh, right.
Yeah. No, he's back.
Oh, right.
Like, you see him. You see Cora with the Red Sox. Yeah. He obviously lost his job for a year, whatever. But I don't think any. I disagree. I don't think that'll be a big theme tonight.
Yeah. I don't know either, Jerry. I'm with you. The actual, you boo the uniform. You don't boo the.
The manager.
The manager.
I know you think anybody, I shouldn't say anybody, think more than one person is going to have an A.J. Hinch sign.
I do not.
I don't either. So I get why you ask the question, yeah. But I don't see it personally.
Now what happened? What's going on with the Yankees, Jerry? They lost 4-3 yesterday as an afternoon game. I did a little research on here, Jerry, when I was watching the highlight package.
Yeah.
I was like, boy, the Yankees like, ended a lot of innings with dudes on base.
With dudes on base. Yeah, RISP was Met
their
like
RISP,
that.
Jerry.
Actually, it was better than the Mets, and yet still terrible.
It was better. They were 3-for-14.
Yeah.
That's better than the Mets sometimes?
The Mets are the worst team in baseball right now with runners in scoring position.
The Yankees left 12 men on base.
Right.
That's a lot. Jerry, that's 12 potential runs.
It could be.
They could have won that game. They lost 4-3. They could have won that game 15-4.
If they got everybody in.
If they got everybody in.
Yeah, I don't know if that's happening.
You got to get everybody in as soon as they get on base.
They did get screwed kind of in the eighth inning, I guess it was, with Glaber. Because, you know, you get the grounds rule double instead of what could have been a two-run double.
I see.
And they could have taken the lead. And then the Orioles do the right thing. They get the guy over to third with the runner on second, and then that's it. That's how you win a game.
The most boring way to win a game has got to be extra innings with a sack fly.
Yes, that's but boring. A win is a win is a win. You're not wrong, but you right. still won the game.
They moved him over.
Yeah, they did what they – you know what they did? They did what a lot of teams don't do. They played – they did the smart play.
Small balls.
Small balls, yes. And it
they
did
played
work.
Small balls.
It absolutely worked. And Aaron Judge did
Aaron
play.
Judge.
He pinch hit.
Oh, he did?
Let struck out on three pitches.
Thanks yeah. for coming. Aaron.
He struck out. It's really amazing.
He's probably sore now again.
No, he's not.
Three big swings.
He's got some sore stuff going on.
Some sore stuff. Sore,
so, for instance,
lower soreness.
And I'm not going to sit here and claim like I watched the Yankee game right. yesterday because I had my own baseball practice. I
yeah,
didn't.
You had your own business.
But. You have a chance. Now, I don't know, and I'd have to go look. Did they have Wade try to bunt in the 10th inning with a runner at second base? And I don't know. I should have checked. I actually didn't check that because until you discussed it, I wasn't even thinking that way.
Yeah.
You know, they had a chance, too, to jump out in front, and they didn't. So they're 11-14 through 25 games. They went 5-3, I think it was, on the trip. They've got the Tigers in this weekend. And don't go get 2 out of 3. Take all three. Get back to even. And then away we go on Monday. And then all's right. If you lose a game or two here, you're still going to be concerned.
And you do have Gerrit Cole on the mound today. He's going up against the fella on the Tigers named Tarik Skubal.
Who's 0-3.
Is that right?
Yeah. I believe he's 0-3.
He's due, Jerry.
Yeah, you could say that, or he'll just not win a game this year.
Tarik Skubal is due.
What do you think a $100 bet would get you to bet the Yankees? You get $50 back?
No.
Like, that's got to just be terrible value of a
yeah.
pick.
Like, Gerrit Cole going up against Tarik Skubal. No, if you're betting $100, you're not getting $50 back. You're
like, if there was
$20
ever,
back.
If there was ever a sure thing in sports, I'll give you two. I would say.
A Jerry Double sure thing? What if you.
Should be. I'm not saying it will be. I'm saying it should be. I would say tonight with Gerrit Cole on the mound.
Yeah.
The Yankees at home.
Sure thing.
Playing the Tigers against some guy named Skubal. And
Tarik
you've got
Skubal.
Gerrit Cole.
Yeah.
That should be a sure thing.
All
but
right.
I'll tell you this. What should have been or you would have thought been a sure thing last night, the Bucks and Rockets. Giannis goes out after 45 seconds with a sprained ankle and the crappy Rockets beat the Bucks. That makes no sense. Hmm. Makes no sense.
That's why they play
That's
the
why
games.
They play the games. You're right, Al.
What
Look
about
at
this
you.
Marcus Stroman on the hill tonight against Chase Anderson in Philadelphia?
What about
bounce
it?
Back game?
For the Phillies? Because they lost to the Cardinals.
No, bounce back appearance by Marcus Stroman. He had a bad one last time, I don't remember.
Maybe. I don't know.
Is that
I
a
don't
sure thing
know.
Or no?
Marcus Stroman in Philadelphia scares me.
That's not a sure thing.
No.
Okay.
A sure thing.
That's. I'm just trying to find the sure things here. I thought I was maybe thinking for a new segment for the
now
shows.
Bryce Harper and sure thing. What are we going to call it?
Sure things.
We could do that, and then I'll bet my sure thing that night.
All right.
I can't do it every day though.
No, that will get into.
All right. So if
territory.
My sure thing is going to be a Yankee win.
No, it's got to be one like when you feel it. You know, like you just said, sure thing, Gerrit Cole. So that's Jerry Recco's sure thing play of the day.
It's Gerrit Cole.
Gerrit Cole.
And the Yankees.
Right, but...
I don't feel that.
No, that's not good. No, you do feel it, but like you said, it's not a value. It's not like if somebody...
So you want something that's going to win some money.
What we really need is...
But then it's
is,
not a sure thing.
No. Here's what we need.
Okay.
Two sure things that you parlay.
For my double play of the day.
Yeah.
All right. So Jerry I'll go to BetMGM and I will do this.
Hold on. How are we calling it? Jerry Recco's sure thing double play of the day.
Okay.
But not every day.
Now, I would also like to tell you
a sure thing.
While I am still ahead with my betting at BetMGM, I don't always win.
Yeah. No, you don't always win.
I think I'm 2-3 on the season. I'm still far ahead, though, because when you win, you do make money. More so than when you lose, because I only bet $25 each time.
Right.
So, like, for instance, I actually did the three last week. I did the Yankees, Mets, and I did the Nets, I believe. And that was $25 bet. I think I won maybe that was 50 for 365. So just doing that.
So you're up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm up, and I can lose the next three or four, and I'm good. So how about this? I'll give you...
If Gerrit Cole is a sure thing today, we need one more sure thing to parlay that with, Jerry.
So we're going to go Yankees.
But don't force it. If you don't see it there, Jerry Recco's sure play.
I'm just taking a quick look. I'm taking a quick look, and usually what I like to do is I like to go pitching matchup.
Yeah, you like a good matchup. You're an analytics guy. You analyze the data. Then you look to see what is your sure thing double play of the day.
All right, I'll give it to you.
All right.
I will take the Yankees, obviously, and I'm going to take the Rockies to win in Arizona.
What did you like there, Jerry? What was the pitching matchup there?
Madison Bumgarner is going for Arizona, and I know he threw the 7-inning no-hitter the last time.
Yeah.
I like John Gray.
To beat Madison Bumgarner?
Yes.
Wow.
So that is where I'm going to go.
As a sure thing?
That's part of... You just asked me for my feel. I looked at the games. That's my feel for the second part of it.
Okay.
So I will go Yankees-Rockies tonight.
I like it.
My double play of the day. I will decide if I'm going to go. What I might do to add value to this, I'll probably take the Yankees -1.5.
All right. The Jerry Recco sure thing play double play of the day.
There you go. Can we get Zach to do some sound for this?
The Jerry Recco sure play of the day.
Super Z.
Super Z.
All right, say what you got to say, Al.
Who is sick of paying rent? I was. Why would you rent? I bought a condo a year ago, and it feels great to build equity in my own home. If you're looking to buy or are a first-time home buyer, finance through Kearny Bank. They changed my entire outlook on the mortgage process. Also, their first-time home buyer program offers savings like a 30-year discounted rate and down payments as low as 5%. Do not hesitate. Visit KearnyBank.com. That's KearnyBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, quick studio change. We'll come back on the other side, wrap things up, then get you to Boomer and Geo right now on Odyssey Sports Minute. Her name is Amy Lawrence, and she's talking about this guy named Trey Lance.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, welcome back. Had the first round of the NFL draft last night, rounds 2 and 3 coming up later today. Yes, Zach Wilson is a Jet. The Giants did trade down. So we'll get you all the details coming up. Nets won, Yankees lost, Mets and Philly tonight, Yankees, Tigers tonight. Go, Al.
Warm-up show brought to you by Kearny Bank, your bank for today, for tomorrow. Visit kearnybank.com for details. Another move in the NFL draft last night, Jerry, which we haven't discussed. The Falcons taking a tight end at number 4.
So that some say might be the best player in the draft.
The greatest tight end of all time.
You know what? I mean, you know the value of a tight end in the NFL these days, and I know Sal was, you know, he's a Falcon fan and he was annoyed at the pick. He might turn out to be one hell of a pick. We'll see.
Who do you think will have a longer NFL career as a tight end, Jerry? This Kyle Pitts, or now that Tim Tebow's probably going to join the Jaguars as a tight end?
That's a great question. I'm going to go with Pitts. Just my gut.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Pitts.
All right. So they think
Tebow, he blows.
So I guess they think he's like a Gronk, Travis Kelce type, as those are the only two tight ends I can recall.
Yeah,
at this moment, George Kittle's a tight end. Jerry.
Yeah, it's a guy that's going to catch 100 balls, and he's going to be more of a wide receiver, I would think, than a blocking tight end.
No, I saw that. I go, oh, they made history. Is that like the highest the tight end was ever taken or something?
I would think so. I would certainly think so. Can you think of anyone else that went higher than that?
Billy Joe Dupree of the 1970s Dallas Cowboys.
I would have thought you'd say Mark Bavaro.
Oh, right, Mark
you
Bavaro.
You pull out Billy Joe Dupree? Who's next, Doug Cosby?
The Cowboys had some quality tight ends back
then. They always have.
Yeah.
Jay Novacek.
You're right.
Yeah. Jason Witten.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, Jerry.
I was a Doug Cosby fan myself. That was my time.
You're right. A good tight end, very hard to come by.
And for some teams.
For some teams.
It's also like some teams always have a quarterback and other teams never have a quarterback.
Lots of NFL like draft talk today as we look at the Jets and Giants first round picks and get you ready for rounds 2 and 3.